Jane is right.
George, why can't you sleep?
I don't know, and I'm worried. See, I'm a nervous wreck.
You've never had this trouble with the Sandman before.
Right, but lately when the Sandman heads for my bed, he gets sandbagged. Why, Jane?
This is Dr. Druthers with a word on a problem common to so many middle-aged males. Chronic stress-related burnout. And the earliest recognizable symptom is sleeping difficulty.
Did you hear that, Jane? Sleeping difficulty, that's me.
Really, George?
I've got burnout.
This tragic case is an example of where this dreaded scourge can lead. Early identification of his areas of stress might have saved him.
I gotta find my areas of stress before it's too late.
Are you going to the doctor?
No. He charges so much it gives me stress. I'll go straight to the infirmary at work.
Oh, George, I'm so worried. You've always been such a ball of fire.
Don't say that, Jane. What's a ball of fire do? It burns out.
I will now project your analyzed physical form, and we will see your problem areas. Stress areas, stress areas, stress areas. Teeth, 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 teeth. Specific major stress area is your teeth.
Aha, so that's it, my teeth. Well, I'll call and get an appointment with the dentist right away, and maybe I'll get some sleep tonight.
What is causing general stress in the rest of you? Unknown at this time. General stress cause? Unknown.
George Jetson, get to my office immediately. You hear me? Immediately.
I know what's causing my general stress.
Jetson, I'd like you to meet the employer of the year.
Gee, I'd like to. Where is he?
I meant me. I'm the employer of the year, you nincompoop.
You are? You are. Sure you are, Mr. Spacely.
It's almost a foregone conclusion that I'll be named. The selection committee is coming by tomorrow for a look at what a tight ship I run.
Well, judging by what you pay me, Mr. Spacely, nothing could be tighter.
Spacely, you there?
What do you want, Cogswell?
I want to see your face when I get that Employer of the Year award. That's what I want.
You don't have a chance, Cogswell.
Oh, no? With your company's surefire ability to foul up whenever something's really important?
Nobody's gonna foul up here, Cogswell. Nobody.
Oh, no? Do you still have that Jetson guy on the payroll?
What about him?
Oh, nothing. He just seems to have a knack of fouling up when anything important is on the line.
Well, he's not going to foul up anything this time, Cogswell. And you can forget about winning that award. Jetson, as a key employee, I have to have you here tomorrow to meet that committee.
Yes, sir. I'll be here with bells on.
Bells? No, don't wear bells. That's the kind of fool thing I'm afraid of.
Just a figure of speech, Mr. Spacely. I mean, I'll be here with pleasure.
Oh, and you better be darn sure you make the best impression you've ever made in your life. Understand?
Yes, sir. Don't worry about a thing. I've got all day to prepare for them. Right up to my dental appointment at 5 o'clock.
Yes, I see that these are a problem. They need a stress rest.
A stress rest? You mean I can't use my teeth for a while?
Say, I just got delivery on a radically new development that would be just the thing. These teeth are a remarkable scientific breakthrough.
They look just like plain old store choppers to me.
Yes, but actually, they're microcomputer activated. They fit over your own teeth. And with this wonderful new dental cement, you can rest assured they won't come out and embarrass you.
Have a pleasure, everybody.
Right! And forget about cleaning, because they automatically stay clean as a hound's tooth.
You mean to say these teeth will take all the stress and mine can just relax?
You got it. Now, you come back in a couple of weeks after I get back from my vacation, and we'll see how you're getting along.
Taking a vacation? How nice!
My first trip to Rio de Jupiter. I'm so excited! I'm leaving this minute. You're my very last patient.
Well, thanks a lot. Have a good trip. See you in 2 weeks.
Adios, amigo. Rio, 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 Rio.
Hey, excuse me, Doc. I'm real sorry, but I think I gave you the wrong technological teeth. I need them back.
What? it? What's wrong with them?
Nothing, except that they should have gone to the veterinarian down the street. They're for a dog.
For a dog? Those were a dog's teeth? Oh, no! Mr. Jetson! Mr. Jetson, come back! Oh, he's gone, and I've got to get to the airport. You're sure those teeth were programmed for a dog?
Yeah, for a real bow wow.
Clean as a hound's tooth. Oh, they are hound's teeth.
Hello, hello, I'm home.
Hello, George. My, you sound better. How are you feeling?
Great. We nailed the problem. It was my teeth.
Your teeth? Well, I'll be darned.
Have a hard day, Mr. J. Here's your slippers.
Thanks, Rosie.
Must have been a real hard day. You usually put those on your feet.
What are you doing, dear?
Jane, I couldn't control myself. Do you think I'm having a breakdown?
Of course not. You were fine.
Hi, Pop. I just took Astro for a walk.
Hello, Elroy. Hi, Astro.
Put it out, George.
What are you doing, Pop?
George, I know you love Astro, but that's not the way you usually show it.
I know, but I couldn't help it.
Come on, Astro. Let's go get your dinner.
Dinner?
For Astro, dear.
Yes, yes, I know.
George!
Back, Astro, back!
Stop that, George! Maybe it is burnout here.
Oh, gosh, I don't know what it is, Jane. But ever since that dentist put those experimental teeth in my mouth, something funny's been going on.
Experimental teeth? Let me see, George. They do look kind of strange. Are you sure he gave you the right ones?
I bet you didn't. Look, these belong to someone whose initials are K-9.
K-9? Oh, my gosh. No wonder. That dentist must have given me dog's teeth. I gotta get them out.
What's the matter, dear?
They won't come out. They're stuck in there with super cement. I've got to catch that dentist before he leaves town.
Hey, Dad, you want me to get a leash and go with you?
Maybe you better, dear. I think he was foaming at the mouth.
Oh, boy. He better still be there.
What do you think you're doing?
I was just, gosh, I'm really sorry, officer.
Holy Toledo, we got a doozy here.
Here are his release papers. He's really not like that. It's just this trouble with his teeth.
Lady, I got problems with my teeth, too, but I don't go around biting people and chasing cars.
Oh, Jane, am I glad to see you. Thanks for coming, honey.
George, darling, are you all right?
Sure, I'm perfectly okay. All that dog stuff is over. But boy, am I starved.
Let's stop off somewhere and have a nice breakfast. What do you feel like having?
Do you know of a place that serves a nice, kibble?
Bone, sir? You mean like spare ribs?
Spare ribs, anything. I just feel like having some bones.
For breakfast?
I'd like a bone. What's it to you?
But no chicken bones, because he might swallow them.
Yes, ma'am. And would the gentleman care for a doggy bag?
Now you're getting personal. Why should I want a doggy bag? Do I look like a doggy?
I'm sorry, sir. I just thought maybe for the leftover bones.
George, there was no need for that. Waiters always ask us if we want a doggy bag.
Yeah, they do, don't they? I guess I'm overly sensitive.
And here's your order, madam. Steak, medium rare.
Ah!
George, stop that!
Hunter! Get this madman away from me!
What are you doing? Get away from there! Okay, okay!
George! Down, boy, down!
Get him out of here! Don't ever come back!
Oh, George, are you all right?
The teeth came out! Come on, let's get out of here! Oh, no! They're following me! Run, Jane! I can't let those things back in my mouth!
Here's our car. Get in, George.
No, get away from me. No! Oh, boy. And I've got to get to the Spacelys and meet that committee. Sorry I'm late, Mr. Spacely.
Where have you been, Jetson? But never mind. Just see that you make a good impression on the committee.
Yes, sir. Are they here yet?
No, I'm expecting them any minute. I've had the conference room set up for a reception for them.
That's nice. With food?
No, no food. Just coffee, tea, some beverages.
Phew, that's a relief.
By the way, George, I plan to tell them about your excellent idea for plant and office theft reduction.
My idea? What idea was that, Mr. Spacely?
Your idea to bring in those Doberman guard dogs. Have you gone completely mad, Jetson?
Yes, sir. No, sir. To tell you the truth, sir, it's my teeth.
Your teeth?
Yes, sir. They're reacting to something here in the plant.
Well, I can't have you acting like a rabid hyena in front of the committee.
Not a hyena, sir. Just a rabid dog. Maybe I better just go home and...
No, I may need you. But suppose I switch the reception to my house. Would that help?
Do you have any dogs, sir?
No, no dogs.
No sticks, no balls?
What? No, no sticks, no balls.
Then I'll be perfectly fine.
Just think, employer of the year. What a thrill it's going to be.
And this is much nicer than having them to the plant, Mr. Spacely.
You're doing fine, Jetson. It's time I introduced you. May I have your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen? Esteemed committee members, I'd like you to meet one of my key employees, George Jetson.
Very pleased to meet all of you.
Jetson here is just one more example of what I modestly call the Spacely Touch. Jetson typifies Spacely judgment and Spacely quality. Very good, Jetson. You made a nice impression. Say, what was wrong with your teeth earlier today?
To tell the truth, the dentist gave me microcomputer dog teeth by mistake.
Dog teeth? I'll be darned. Well, you're fine now.
Yes, but I'm just lucky. You don't have any dogs.
No dogs. Mrs. Spacely doesn't care for dogs. She has cats. Cats! Jetson, you lunatic, you're fired.
Sure, Teeth, now you come out. Now that my life's in ruins. No job, no hope, and everybody thinking I'm a raving madman. Oh, no, you don't. This time you're not getting back in my mouth. In fact, I've only got one hope, you miserable teeth, and that's destroying you. I'll show you.
My, you sound a lot different.
I've got great news. My troubles are over.
Oh, George, they sure are. We're going to be rich.
Rich?
Rich, thanks to those wonderful teeth.
Uh-huh.
George, this man happened to see you bite onto that mailman's bag and hang on to it.
You were incredible. Thank heaven I finally tracked you down.
He's an advertising man, and he's offering $5 million if you'll do the same kind of thing for a dental cement commercial.
You are going to be the Dentograb man. Dentograb, so strong your teeth will never come out at the wrong moment.
$5 million?
$5 million. It's a deal. We shoot out front in 20 minutes. I'll see you there.
Why aren't you happy, George? It's all so wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful. Jane, I destroyed the teeth.
No. Why on earth did you do that?
Among other things, because they made me lose my job.
Your job? You have no job, and now you can't earn the $5 million?
A ship finally comes in, and I've destroyed the dock.
Did somebody say dock? Rio, 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 hi there. Remember me?
Do I? I'll say I do.
I was so worried about you. I just couldn't enjoy my vacation, so I came back.
Well, you're too late. Those dog teeth you gave me have turned my life into a howling mess.
I feel terrible about it, so I'm here to either chisel them out or, if you prefer, fit you with a nice muzzle.
You won't have to chisel, and I don't need a muzzle. The teeth are already out.
That's good. Say, that means we can fit you with the right ones. Microcomputer teeth for humans.
Are they just as strong?
Uh-huh.
They can bite onto anything and hold?
Absolutely.
I can still make all that money. Plug them in.
I don't have them with me. They're at the office. But I'll be right back with them.
I'll meet you out front. And please, hurry! You're just in time. We're about ready to shoot. I'm not quite ready yet. We actors have to get in the mood, you know.
The mood? To bite onto something, you gotta get in the mood?
Where is our dentist? I think I'm getting in the mood. Yeah, I'm about ready. Okay, bring in the space copter. What's that for? You're gonna hang from it. See that leather strap? You hangs by your fangs.
Not a chance.
You want the $5 million, don't you? Then your choppers hang from that chopper.
I thought I was gonna hang from a mailman's bag again.
This is more dramatic. Ready?
Oh, these look a lot nicer. Ready? Open wide.
Hurry up! He's here! Come on!
Teeth, don't fail me now!
That's it! We're rolling! Beautiful, very nice, very good so far!
But I didn't get the teeth in yet!
Oh, George! Hang on! Hang on!
What's going on?
Mr. Spacely, what are you doing here?
I came to see George, but I didn't think I'd see him like this!
Boy, oh boy! We're gonna make advertising history with that shot!
Huh. Am I glad that's over?
So am I! I'm really sorry I didn't get the other teeth in, but your own teeth were incredible!
Didn't get them in? I did that with my own teeth?
Uh-huh. You must drink a lot of milk to have nice, strong toothies like that.
George, George, what does it matter? You did it.
What's he doing? He can't take a nap now.
What?
No problem. The cameraman thought it was a rehearsal and didn't roll the film. So up you go. One more time.
One more time? Oh.
Jetson, you heard him. One more time and you've got a job for life.
Mr. Spacely, you're doing that because of his wonderful bravery?
Are you serious? I'm doing it because I bought 50% of the stock in that wonderful dog teeth outfit. And our commercial needs Jittery George up there in the wild blue yonder.
What? Huh?
Here we go. Let's try these, shall we? Oh, my goodness, I've done it again. Oh, I've given it vampire teeth.
No, Jetson. No, just a minute. Jetson, stay back. Back!
Allow me to ask you, Mr. Spacely, what blood type are you?
Are you sure you're all right now, Jetson?
Yes, sir. The dentist removed the vampire teeth, and I'm fine.
Just the same, to be on the safe side, I think we'd better keep you like this for a few days.
Yes, sir. Oh, by the way, Mr. Spacely, did you win an Employer of the Year award?
No. I'm sorry to say Cogswell won it.
Oh, what a shame. It was all my fault, and I feel terrible.
That's all right, Jetson. I got even with him.
Oh, how'd you do that?
I gave him the name of your dentist.